Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk with Blois this morning here on WCCO as we check out the morning take. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
The COVID-19 response working group is going to meet today at the Senate. Is that correct?
Yes. Yesterday, the Rules Committee of the House met. They had their first virtual committee meeting. It was audio only, but they talked about the rules going forward for committees to meet online through technology. They've talked about remote voting as well, if they need to. The idea is that they'll come back into session by April 14th. But if all four leaders in the legislature agree, they could come back earlier. And so the Senate will start to work through, I think, some of those folks on hospitality, restaurant industry. They'll hear from the Minnesota Hospital Association today. So the idea is in the Senate, they're going to have one working group. And then as COVID legislation is proposed or discussed, then that would go out to another committee, or it could go straight to the floor. So they're trying to make things more efficient with this uncertain way to meet with people and things like that.
Yeah, all adapting right now, that's for sure. The governor we hear every day at 2 o'clock, and it's must-hear radio, must-see TV lately. But he will also address the state on Sunday. It's the State of the State address, Blois, in the middle of all of the things going on. Kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, he was supposed to do it last week. Obviously, a lot going on. I think Sunday at 7, he's going to kind of lay out the vision for the state. Obviously, I think I would guess a third to half of it is probably going to be about COVID. I think he's going to try to talk about other things other than COVID, even though we're all immersed in it and obsessed with it, and it's driving everything to do with the state right now. I think he does want to be able to kind of lay out some mile markers out ahead about other things the state's going to need to do when we get out of this. And so I'm guessing that's going to be well-viewed, watched as well. Just, it's really interesting. History tells us that in times of crisis, we really do turn to leaders and government, no matter what party. And I get that sense here in Minnesota, unsolicited, just talking to some friends from high school these last few days. You get the sense that these guys never bring up a governor or a senator, but they've all talked about Governor Walz and how he's performing. So I think Sunday night's State of the State will also be well viewed and well listened to.
Do you have any COVID numbers from yesterday here in Minnesota as far as deaths in the state?
Yeah, we do. There was 5 more deaths yesterday. Interesting thing is that our number in ICUs continues to stay stable so far, and I think that's one of the things that people are watching very closely, is because that's where that number of overwhelmingness comes from. We did have, I know you're going to have Paul Schnell on later, there were a few more cases in prisons yesterday, which I think is making people concerned, and then it's getting, throughout all the counties now. And so we're in the state where we need to make sure that we have additional beds and the capacity. And I'm guessing Governor Walz is going to talk to Congressman Pete Stauber later today, and I'm guessing that's about kind of that northeast area, the Duluth, St. Louis County area, where there's a sense there's going to be some pressure on some resources pretty quickly.
I saw the State Patrol was saying, Blois, that we are driving faster right now with less people on the roads, which we all got to kind of be a little more aware of. The speeding has gone up because of, obviously, the roads being empty. But also, how much has it declined in our state as far as freeway usage here? Do we know yet?
As much as 70-80% at
wow.
different times of the day. And so, it's interesting you say that. I ran out and got some takeout from our friends at the Free House last night. Where if you get a meal, then they buy a meal for a family in need. And so I went and got dinner there. And it took me 6 minutes to get from my house downtown, Dave. I did not speed.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
At 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But on my way back from downtown, I did notice that there were two cars pulled over. So I do know they're watching it pretty closely. And so we got to tell everybody to slow down out there. And I would say this, slow down, A, because we don't need to use law enforcement in that way. And B, if you get in an accident and get hurt, you don't necessarily want to clog the hospitals right now. So,
wow.
That's what I said
yeah,
to a motorcycle rider the other day who was weaving in and out of traffic at these times too. So I might have said a few more colorful words at the time.
That's right. Yeah, but you're right. You bring up a great point. The last thing they need is to have you run to the hospital because they got enough headaches yeah. right now. By the way, I did want to ask you about, I get this question a lot from people, but housing here in the state of Minnesota. Is anything new on that at all, boys?
There was a news conference yesterday, bipartisan, from the House. So there is this urgency to get some assistance into the rental assistance and mortgage assistance plan. It does have bipartisan support. And then late yesterday, Tori Westrum, a Republican senator, came out in support of something. So I think they're going to work on something. That could be the issue that drives them back into session earlier. The numbers are anywhere between, $20 or $30 million in assistance to $100 million in assistance for rent. The April rent is obviously due right now. And the question is, when the resources from the federal government on unemployment start to get in, will that give people enough of a cushion? Because they added, for the first, 13 weeks, they added $600 per person on top of your unemployment benefits. So there should be a little bit of a cushion there, plus those one-time checks to people who make less than $75,000. And then I always want to disclose, Dave, that I represent the Minnesota Multifamily Association, and those are the apartment owners and managers across the state.
Well, we're all going to keep an eye on the Labor Department today, as we've been talking about here. We'll get the jobless numbers this morning. At 7:30, Blois, that's not going to be a good report either. Do we know much about Minnesota's jobless numbers?
They've continued to climb, and it just depends on the day. Steve Grove gives an update. But, we're nearing 10% unemployment in Minnesota, if not a little higher right now. And I can't remember ever a time in my adult life that was the case here in Minnesota. So I think people know that it's going to be a bad number. The other thing there is, though, that there are businesses hiring. There's transportation drive jobs. There's healthcare jobs. So it'd be interesting to see just what people do if there's people that are willing to get out there and work. I think there are jobs. The grocery stores are hiring, things like that.
Yeah, I was talking yesterday with the UPS guys. He was stopping. I saw him in the neighborhood out there in from a physical distancing perspective.
Yeah.
We chatted, and I said, how's it going? He said, oh, man. He said, it is just busy. In fact, he said, I'm a supervisor. I'm out here driving today.
So that's just it. I mean, our behavior is changing, and some of those really, truly essential folks that are driving delivery. I know somebody who picked up a job doing grocery deliveries for Target, and just it was time, they had gotten laid off from their other job. They went there, they got a job, and they're working 50, 60 hours a week.
Yeah, I'll bet. Blois, how do I get all the information? Because there's a lot to digest today on your newsletter.
Sure. You just go to wccoradio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
Okay, man, have a great day, and then let me know next time you get takeout at Freehouse. I'll just have a piggyback and have you get some for the old Daver.
sounds good. The Groveland Tap as well, so you can get a burger in St. Paul, Dave.
You know who else is doing it today?
Who?
Mancini's. Mancini's today. Yesterday, actually, started serving. So the porchettas and the steak sandwiches are available. You got to go to their website and figure that all out, but it's they're doing the same thing. So
sounds
a lot
good.
Of cool comfort food out there for sure. Thank you, Blois.
Good day.
Let's get an update here this morning from a business as we talk about that labor report. It is sponsored by R.W. Baird. Good morning, Gina.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.